Dean is off, but we have Chicago's very own entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Cindy, good morning, and this sounds like something people may want to add to their list of things to watch over the weekend. It's called Nobody Wants This, and apparently nobody did want it, did they?
Nobody did want it, Bob. It's on Netflix. Hulu said no. Apple said no thanks. FX said, are you crazy? No. But Nobody Wants This is one of the biggest hits in Netflix history. Really cute rom-com about who they call a hot rabbi, played by Adam Brody, who falls in love with an agnostic dating podcaster, played by Kristen Bell, who's always good. You know, the families aren't happy. Society's not happy. They have tons of chemistry. And the show has already been renewed for season two, which I'm so happy about.
And this is something that the other streamers said, no, it's not going to be a hit?
You know, everyone has an opinion, and everyone turned them down. And the showrunner and creator is Erin Foster. Her dad is David Foster, the famous musician and composer. And this is based on her real-life relationship. She was Christian. Her husband's Jewish. She converted. And the show has some of that in it. But it has a great supporting cast. There's a sister. There's a brother who are, you know, both with other people who sort of like each other. Lots of good twists and turns. The only bad thing is Erin Foster came out this week and said they're in the writer's room for season two, but it's going to be a whole year, not till next September will debut. So we got these 30-minute episodes, eight of them for now, and fans are actually writing in saying, why can't the episodes be 45 minutes? That's how much people love this show.
Wow. They love, I guess, Kristen Bell. Is that it?
They love Kristen Bell, but nobody really realized, and they didn't even do chemistry tests, she has that kind of off-the-charts chemistry with Adam Brody that you just never can bank on, but they got it big time on this show.
Also on Netflix, Travel Season. What's that all about?
Yeah, just when you're about to spend many hours at O'Hare Airport, do you want to sit at home and watch a movie about people at an airport? Apparently Netflix thinks you do, because Travel Season is a thriller. It's about Karen Egerton, who was in that Elton John biopic. He's in this battle of wits with a mysterious traveler, is there any other kind, played by Jason Bateman. He's the stranger who blackmails a TSA agent into allowing something dangerous on a flight on Christmas Eve. I'm kind of sensing Die Hard on a plane, but yeah, I'm sure it looks pretty good because Jason Bateman has good taste. But a little more time at the airport this holiday season. This debuts December 13th.
Okay, so it's called Carry On. Is that right?
It's called Carry On, and he's carrying on something that I believe is not too good, and I'm never complaining again about waiting at O'Hare. I think just a regular wait's fine. We don't need any of this stuff.
Okay, over at Hallmark, they're going to do a reality show, aren't they?
You know, this is great news for Hunks of Chicago. They had a reality show that they might do another one, too, to find the next major Hallmark hunk. So, you know, you don't really have to have a lot of qualifications. Acting skills are good. The holiday spirit, because this is for their holiday movies. And, you know, you do have to look good in a white cable knit sweater, which almost every guy on Hallmark has to wear the white cable knit and sit in a little diner and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's a reality show to star in a future Hallmark type of movie called Finding Mr. Christmas. That's the name of the actual reality show and the name of the movie coming up. And one of the contestants on the first round is from Chicago. His name's Jonathan, 27. He's an entrepreneur and former track and field star who actually competed in the U.S. Olympic trials. So if you think you have the Hallmark stuff, check this out on Hallmark's new streaming channel called Hallmark Plus.
Hallmark Plus. Okay, so how is that different from the regular Hallmark channel? Do we know?
It is such a weird thing. Hallmark Plus is a very cheap streamer. It's $6-7 a month. You can order it, and it's got every old Hallmark movie there ever was. However, some of the newer Hallmark movies for Christmas are also on Peacock first. So it's kind of messy. It's in Hallmark land, but this is on the Plus. So you do have to buy the streamer to get this.
Hallmark land. And there's a concert coming to the Allstate Arena in Rosemont December 9. I don't know about Teddy Swims. Educate us here, Cindy.
Bobby, if you do two things later today, go and download Teddy Swims. And even if you're so sick of the song, Don't Stop Believing, this guy used to do covers. It's Don't Stop Believing like you've really never heard it before. If you were on The Voice, you would turn your chair in about 1 second. That's how good this guy is. He also does a version of Shania Twain's Looks Like We Made It, that song. Shania came out this week and said Teddy Swims does it better than she does, and it's her song. So Teddy, meanwhile, has that song Lose Control. It's on the radio about every 3 seconds. He's got a really hot album called I've Tried Everything But Therapy, and he has a huge show at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont on December 9th. So I didn't really know anything about him either, except I liked him. But he's got a cool past. His real name is not Teddy Swims. His real name is Jayton Colin Dimsdale. I don't know about you covering music all these years, but that is not a rocker name, is it? Dimsdale?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And good. But, Teddy Swims, too. Yeah.
Not so good, yeah. But it's a great album.
Well, let's end our week with something nice. We're always talking about celebrities breaking up. How about a nice story about celebrity romance that seems to be going good?
Going very strong. Ali Wong, who's in that great streaming show Beef, I guess, you know, she got divorced, kind of sad, but there was somebody waiting in the wings. SNL alumnus and actor Bill Hader always liked her. When she was just divorced, he scooped right in, he got her number from mutual friends, and he left her this exact message. He said, "Hey, Allie, I just happened to hear the news of your divorce today, and I got to tell you, I'm excited. I've had a crush on you forever, and I actually told my best friend years ago that you were my dream girl." Come on, that's pretty good. Bill went on to say, "I know this sounds crazy, Allie, but I want you to be my girlfriend." Hey, they've been dating a while now, and he recently told one of her comedy audiences, he went up on stage and said, "All I have to say to you guys is Ali Wong is off the market." You got to like that kind of bravado.
Got to love it. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
Also in the entertainment headlines this morning, former NBC News anchor Brian Williams is set to host a presidential election night program on Prime Video, marking Amazon.com's first foray into original live news. The one-night special will deliver election results and analysis on November 5, starting at 4 p.m. Central Time. Now then, Dean is on assignment, as we mentioned, but he did leave us a preview of what to do this weekend. A lot going on in and around the city tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
Chicago's own Richard Marx will be right here waiting for you at the Genesee Theater Saturday. South American superstar Juanes comes to the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. And R&B stars Jagged Edge play the Hard Rock Casino in Gary that same night. For a trip down memory lane, the Monkees' Mickey Dolenz comes to the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday, and then to the Arcata in St. Charles on Sunday. And the legendary T-Bone Burnett visits the Old Town School of Folk Music Saturday and Sunday. On stage, the Joffrey Ballet presents its new adaptation of the hit book and film Atonement. See it at the Lyric Opera House through October 27th. Feel the beat as professional step dancers take the stage at Sea Step Africa at the Auditorium Theater Saturday night. And it's your last chance to see the play The Audience, detailing the reign of Queen Elizabeth II through her meetings with her prime ministers. Catch it at the Drury Lane Theater through Sunday.
I have never won anything in my life, man. But I've been randomly selected at every airport in America.
For laughs, funny man Felipe Esparza bounds onto the stage at the Chicago Theater Saturday. Heather McDonald comes to the Vic Saturday night. Tommy Davidson, Bill Bellamy, and many more headline the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam at the Wind Trust Arena on Saturday. Stand-up Brooks Whelan plays Zanies in Old Town through Saturday. And comedian Chris Estrada is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. There are features, documentaries, foreign films, and so much more, all at the 60th International Chicago Film Festival. Catch it at the AMC New City and Music Box Theaters through October 27th. For Spooky Fun, the Chicago Botanic Garden offers its annual Night of a Thousand Jack-O-Lantern celebration. Catch it till October 27th. The Cook County Forest Preserve presents its Fall Festival in Northbrook. And the Arts in the Dark Halloween Parade heads down State Street in downtown Chicago Saturday night. Dean Richards, WGN News.